Jesus asked a lot of questions, and I believe he asked the questions to reveal our devotion. He would say, do you want to be healed? Do you think I can do this? What do you want me to do for you? Because he wanted us to be aware of the things that we are devoted to. This is Dr. Peggy Banks, and I'm here with singer-songwriter Babbie Mason.
Hello, my friend. Good to see you today.
Nice to see you too, Babbie. And we are joined today with our friend, Dr. Janet Blakely, and she is visiting us today from Michigan.
It's an honor and a privilege to be here.
Janet has been a missionary for 16 years. Babbie has been a singer for how many years, Babbie?
Wow, 35 years.
35
and
years.
And counting.
We're just coming together as women, just talking about the scriptures. Today, we're looking at some different passages, and we're discussing what God is saying as we, as women together, are discovering what God's word means for us and for our lives, and what the writers of the gospel were saying when they were talking about who Jesus is and what Jesus brings to us for salvation. Who he is as our Savior. And today we're going to be looking at a passage to help us answer the question, why do we believe? And Janet, I'm going to invite you to just talk to us a little bit more about that idea, about why do we believe and what do we believe?
Well, thank you, Peggy. And again, I think this topic of belief is so important because we think, for example, when we feel lost or we don't know what to believe in, well, the scriptures say in John 12:46, he says, Jesus says, I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. So if we feel we're in darkness or we need his light, that's one reason that we would trust him or believe in him. When you question whether you simply believing is enough, what does it mean to just believe? Well, a scripture in John 6:47 says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes has eternal life. Mm. That's a powerful statement. Mm-hmm. And again, when we think about just that whole action, it's an action step. And I think about, say, my family, when I grew up in a family, and I think we all thought we believed in God, and to some extent we did, but had we really put all of our trust in God? Mm-hmm. And so I used to pray in Acts 16:31, where it said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. And then when you think about salvation, again, you think, is it just a step of, you know, belief, but there's a sin factor that separates us from God. And it says in Isaiah 59:2, your sins have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. And we have to recognize that. We have to admit that there is a reason, perhaps for our not believing, and because we're afraid, or we have this sin factor going on in our lives. But if we want to turn away from our sins and our own way of doing things, if we'll believe that Jesus died on the cross for me and because of my sins, if I'll accept what he did for me by paying this price for my sins, then I can, I think, take that step of belief because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. He said that in John 14:6.
Mm-hmm. So the salvation then, Janet, as for our listeners and here, I know we've all come to this understanding of who Jesus is at different times in our lives. Here, I was an adult. Babbie was a child, right?
Yes.
Growing up in a church. And
I was 25 when I surrendered my life to Christ.
Okay.
And I had never heard that term before. Mm-hmm. But I started to question, why do I go to church? Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was to love and serve the Lord. But then how do I learn how to love and serve the Lord? And I felt like I needed to start reading his manual, the Bible. Mm-hmm. And as I started to give myself a goal of getting through the New Testament in 1 year, and then started to read about, again, a minister who said he was struggling. And his wife said, well, I know what your problem is. You haven't surrendered your life to Christ. And I had never heard those words. And so I said, what hinders me from doing that? I got down on my knees at age 25 and said, Lord, I surrender my life to you. Mm-hmm. And it was an experience, again, with Christ. Mm-hmm. And it was accepting him that he's real and I'm surrendered to him.
Mm-hmm. You know, Janet, I love your story. And I think we all have a story. Because we all come to Christ on our own, from our own experience. Mm-hmm. And I heard you say that, or concluded from your story, is that there was a season in your life where you asked some questions about, you know, who is Jesus and your experience with him, and it's the same for me. I grew up as a preacher's kid, and I watched my dad and my mom serve all these years in the church, but there was a season in my life where I had to ask those same questions. I see who Jesus is to my mom and my dad, but who is he to me?
Yeah.
And I think asking those questions is important, because it's when we ask those questions and we draw certain conclusions and we realize I need him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need to believe in him. Mm-hmm. And there is a verse, we talked about verse, John chapter 1, verse 12, that says, yet to all those who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. I think of verse 11 that says, he came to his own and his own did not receive him. Mm-hmm. And that is such a, it is such a awesome, powerful verse that Jesus was revealed to his own, yet his own rejected him.
Yes.
And then, but it says, to those who did receive him, to those who believed upon his name. And I want to be a part of that company.
Yes.
I want to be a part of the company that puts away skepticism. When I've asked the questions, and my questions have been, all the answers or the questions have been fulfilled, and I see the truth of his word, and by faith, even though I don't know all the answers, even though some of it I still may, you know, in my childlike way of coming to him, I don't have all the answers, but I still believe. Mm-hmm. By faith, I say yes. Mm-hmm. By faith, I give my life to Christ. I surrender my life to Christ.
Yes.
And I think that is so beautiful. And for those of you that are listening today, if you have questions, you have come to the right place. You have come to the right moment, because you cannot get answers unless you have questions. And if you have a question, seek God's word. Seek him. Start reading his word. And he says, if you seek me, you'll find me. And so you've come to the right moment.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea, Babby, not to be afraid to ask questions, because Jesus asked a lot of questions. And I believe he asked the questions to reveal our devotion. He would say, do you want to be healed? Do you think I can do this? What do you want me to do for you? Because he wanted us to be aware of the things that we are devoted to. And that is the surrender. Once we recognize, oh, I'm devoted to my health, my job, my money, my success, my people, and I'm not devoted, that's what we surrender at all. You know, Jesus asked the question. So ask yourself, what are you devoted to? One of the things that the Lord used in order for me to recognize surrender, what does that mean to surrender at all? Because I was devoted to people, to relationships, to men, more than I was to Jesus. It became very clear that I wasn't surrendered to him. So sometimes it can be confusing when we just say the word surrender, receive, accept, Jesus your Savior. What does that mean? But know that as we come with this childlike trust to Jesus, we come believing with excitement that something's going to happen here. You don't have to have all the questions. He'll show you. But the thing of it is, he wants to show you what you're devoted to, more than him. And that's what we surrender. Because once we surrender that to him, Jesus gives us eternity with him, right?
Yes.
Yes, he does. It says right there in John 6:47, I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. And, you know, again, I think of John 3:16 for belief. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that verse is followed by in John 3:18, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
Mm.
So we're talking about everlasting life, eternal life, and it's very, very important decision to make.
Mm-hmm. I think the word believe is closely related to the word trust. We walked into the studio today, and we sat down in these chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even test this chair to see if it would hold me up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't see if it was sturdy enough to carry me. But by faith, I just plopped down into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a historical relationship with chairs in the past that have held me up.
Right.
In the same way, I can put all of my weight on Jesus, knowing that he's going to carry me. I can place all of my faith in him, just like I physically placed all of my faith in this chair, knowing that it's going to carry me.
Mm-hmm.
I can place all of my weight on Jesus, knowing that he's going to hold me up. And that's just a mental picture,
mm-hmm,
for me, and maybe for those of you that are listening today, if you need a mental picture of what trust, mm-hmm, and belief really looks like,
yeah,
it means to place all of your weight on, to totally depend upon Jesus.
And that can be scary, and we're so thankful that you're listening today with us. So we don't want to miss an opportunity today to give you that chance to give your life to Christ today. Maybe you're at a place to where, you know, you feel you've been surrendered to things of the world, your life, your relationships, your money, your job, your health. And God wants you to surrender it all to him. There's no perfect way to give your life to Christ. It's just coming today to believe that God sent his son to die for your sins. He didn't stay dead. He rose on the third day and today lives in heaven as our intercessor praying for us. So I'm going to pray a prayer today and you can pray with me. This will be my words, but I pray it's from your heart. And today you can know that today you prayed to receive Jesus, to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just pray, Lord God, I open my heart and I give you my life today. I accept your Son, Jesus, as my Savior. And today I walk as a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 So if you prayed that prayer with us today, again, they were my words, but we pray it was your heart. Today you can know that you have come into the family of God. You have accepted Jesus as your Savior and you're trusting him. You don't have to know all the answers, but Jesus is going to continue to ask questions of who you are devoted to, and we want to be here for you. You can email us at peggy@twr.org or babby@twr.org, and we hope to see you again. Please let us know if you prayed that prayer with us today. God bless you.